Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to pick up on Kim's announcement about the annual meeting next Sunday. Standing before you is a man who's been a great proponent of chicken every Sunday. So I just want you to know I'll be there. You too, Kim? This morning's lessons, there was an optional reading for Psalm 84. And it was those words that I was really led to share this message. So I want to read those lessons first, the rest of Psalm 84. For the Lord God is both sun and shield. He will give grace and glory. No good thing will the Lord withhold from those who walk with integrity. O Lord of hosts, happy are they who put their trust in you. For you see, trust in God is not optional. Amen?
Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, we give you thanks and praise for this day. Thank you for watching over our loved ones, far away and close by during this Christmas season. Come, Holy Spirit, fall afresh upon each of us, renewing and refreshing us, being in the words of my mouth and meditations of our hearts, that both will glorify Abba and be a blessing to each of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Brennan Manning, a remarkable Roman Catholic and writer and theologian, he wrote this about trust, about trusting God. After thousands of hours of prayer and meditation, over the last four decades since I was first ambushed by Jesus in a little chapel in the Allegheny Mountains of Western Pennsylvania, I can state unequivocally that childlike surrender in trust is the defining spirit of authentic discipleship. That our trust is the sign, is the walking in discipleship. So radical trust is what we've been hearing throughout the Christmas season in the lessons, in the stories. We heard it again this morning. But just a couple of weeks ago, we heard Mary say these words, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be unto me according to thy word." For a young teenage woman, talk about radical trust. And then Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. And in his yes was trust. And he did take her for his wife. And then again this morning, we heard the angel of the Lord speaking to Joseph in a dream. Joseph, get up. Take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him. Joseph trusted the word of the Lord and they fled to Egypt. After a period of time, that angel of the Lord came back to Joseph in a dream after Herod had died. And he said, get up, Joseph, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who were seeking the child's life are dead. And he did. And after being warned in another dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. There he made his home in a town called Nazareth. Radical trust. An intentional act of surrender. Not my will, Lord, but yours. Not our will, Lord, but your will. It is our yes to God's will, God's purpose for our lives. You can see it in Mary and Joseph, right? In their yes, in their trusting God. And how this is true for each of us in our discipleship and in our journey of faith. Just to state the obvious, it's been quite a few years at Grace Episcopal Church in Western North Carolina, right? Over the past 5 or 6 years, the terrible loss of life and isolation caused by COVID, the horrific destruction of life and property caused by Hurricane Helene, and even the uncertainty of Reverend Millie's situation and her well-being last year. It has been a tumultuous and life-changing 6 years for most of us. But here we are. Here we are, alive and doing well for the most part. The key in getting us through this period of time of uncertainty and constant challenges, I think trusting God, trusting God's plan, saying yes to that plan, even when you and I don't know what it's going to look like when we say yes. Trusting that God has been and continues to be with us. Trusting that God's grace is sufficient. Sufficient for all that we have been through and are going through. Trusting God through our church leaders here at Grace. You know, I can't help but think of senior wardens of Terry Frew in 2024 and Kim throughout this year, and all the vestry members and many other key ministry leaders trusting in the Lord and doing so with grace and wisdom and compassion. Yes? Yes? Each one a living testimony of what God can do in us and through us when we place our trust in God, when we surrender our will and say yes to God's will. Nothing new here, right? Nothing new. It's just a reminder. Hopefully it will be words of encouragement as we move forward. In my journey of trust, one of the great challenges for me has always been to be patient, to wait upon the Lord. Have you ever found yourself way ahead of the Lord's leading? And so all of a sudden things stop? To pause and listen for the Holy Spirit's leading. To be patient is not always easy. I can remember years ago, this was at St. James Episcopal Church, the first Episcopal Church where Deb and I were members. I was the senior warden at that time. My wife Deborah was the new vicar of St. Andrew's in Colchester, Vermont, just a few miles away. And I was, Jackie, there you are. I was in charge of the landscaping. And friends, church members, had land out in the countryside that butted up against this huge IBM complex. At that time in the 70s now, they had over 5,000 employees. That's big anywhere, but Vermont, poor Vermont, that is huge, and they were expanding. And my friends, they knew of this tree of groves, grove of trees that were going to be bulldozed. And they said, you can't walk there in the springtime without stepping on the trillium. The big, huge, white, wildflower trillium. He said, John, if you want some for church, you better come on over because you're going to be bulldozing in a few weeks. So I took my handy little hand spade and I took my bucket. And oh my goodness, I got on my knees, and it was one of those, when I'm on my knees praying, I don't often shiver, but when I got on my knees, and I just pushed back, I just brushed back the forest litter, the leaves and all, and the trillium send up their shoots in the fall, and so just very carefully, you know, so I dug out 500 for the memorial garden, the new memorial garden, part of the landscaping. And so, and then we got them all planted. Fast forward to the next spring, and I kept, every time I went to church, I went back. Are you guys alive? You know, are you there? And I got so impatient, I got on my knees once again with my little trowel, and I began to dig a few up. And so, when we go against God's natural created order of things. What happened to those bulbs when I dug them up? Every shoot broke off. And with the trillium, when you pick a wild trillium, they'll never flower again. They won't flower again. And so I learned my lesson. John, be patient. It's like God was saying, I got this. Trust me. Trust me in this. So I don't know, it just, you know, that story came to me as I was preparing this message and how important patience and waiting upon the Lord has been during this past year in the search for the new priest. An ongoing after trusting God to lead us to that priest that God was already preparing for us, that God had already chosen. Trusting was an act, I think, of Father Robert and his wife Casey, trusting God's calling to their new church home here in our midst. The search process worked in great part, if not because, it was rooted in prayers. It was not coincidence that every Sunday morning, as part of our prayers of the people, that we concluded with prayers of discernment, especially for the vestry, and they're working on our behalf to find that new person. And then with that, that we were entrusting the vestry and the leaders, we were trusting them leading for the leading of the Holy Spirit, taking the time to wait upon the Lord, trusting patiently the best they and we could. I believe Robert and Casey were doing the same, trusting God. And so it's like, as we move forward now, next Sunday, there's going to be someone different here at this pulpit and at this altar. Tim and I are going to still be here, but the result of the trusting and in that search process, next Sunday, you and I, and hopefully others, many others, will welcome Robert and Casey and their two children to Grace, where we'll celebrate the beginning of our ministry together with Father Robert as our new priest, where our acts of trust, our surrendering to God, our yes to God, will only increase the importance of our trusting. God will only increase in importance as we begin to transition from our searching for a new priest to journeying with Robert and his family. To close these remarks, Howard Thurman, remember Howard Thurman, theologian, civil rights leader? He wrote this about, he describes where we are, I believe. He describes it as the work of Christmas in this transition from searching to journeying together. He writes this about the work of Christmas. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their own flocks, the work of Christmas now begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among the people, to make music in the heart. O Lord, may it be so. Amen. Amen.